People meeting people making memories. Tune into season 2 of the Lunch Table Podcast ATX with Wiz, Bells, Hollis Edwards, and Charlie Mack, created by JC David. If you've watched season 1, then I don't have to tell you that the views expressed on the show, especially from JC David, may leave you hot, bothered, and in your feelings.
You overreacted because you fucking playing with me now. You know goddamn well I ain't with some gay shit.
I heard somewhere. This is my opinion.
The Bible is bullshit.
No, well, I guess there aren't any hard feelings for me calling you a dirty bitch a couple years ago. Listen, let's talk about it.
Because you can't see her face, Dai's face, him, Shim's face. You can't see Shim's face.
We're going to have to delete that shit. That shit's worse than training. It is. Yeah. It is a fantastic.
That sounds like some white people.
It is.
And that's why there's so many fucking kids being born.
Get back on track.
I was only offered cocaine. Like, the first time I was offered cocaine.
Okay.
But we're doing this. Okay.
We at the Lunch Table Podcast could care less about your sensitive psyche, so man up, grow a pair, and buckle the F up. If you don't have the sensibilities of a child, then like, subscribe, and follow us on TikTok at JCTV and YouTube at JCTV World. You can also support the show by shopping at our online store at jctv.com, where you will also find all of season 1. Thanks again. See you at the lunch table.
Decided to fuck because you want. I'm sure you like to force things. So you forced me into a situation, and I will fucking fight through the situation. So you forced me. You put me in a situation. I will get out the situation.
I guess
you asked me the question. I'm asking myself the question.
Your finger is in my camera.
It's been a long time.
It's your fucking finger at my camera.
It depends on if you're taking it from the context of like
what
JC hits.
Her words, her literal words. Well, what's up?
Show off,
shit. So it's
it's been hilarious because you're just trying to jump into it so bad.
No, I'm saying it's been like 90 days. It's been like 90 days.
90-day fiance.
At least 90 days. 90 days plus since my suspension. And now I'm off. We have access to everything that we need to have access to. Huh?
Why were we suspended?
Killing squirrels.
I was I was charging for an event that I wasn't supposed to be charging for. And that was a violation. So yeah, that gave me 90 days. Okay. Which is fine though. I kind of reset my batteries. Some things happened in my life these past 90 days. I will get into that, but it's not about me right now.
Yeah, Jesse, why do you have that look on your face?
What are you talking about?
Some shit you want to say. So say what you want to say.
No. I want to know what's happening with you these past 90 days. Something new?
I couldn't go home. America trapped me here.
What do you mean?
When I was trying to go home, they canceled all the flights, so I couldn't go home.
Oh, what happened?
No, for real, because there was like the bad storms and stuff like that, so they actually shut down all things. So I actually couldn't go home, and I had to file for like an extension and stuff like that, which was sad. But, yeah. Interesting.
You had to file for an indentured servant, you said?
An extension.
Oh,
yeah.
So you stuck here like us?
No, I ain't stuck. I can leave tomorrow if I want.
No, you can't. You stuck here like us?
No, my extension was approved. I got my lawyer to do the damn thing. She did it fast, quickly.
So when you going back home? Or does a white man have your?
End of November, I'm going home. End of November.
How are things with you and Brad?
I don't know who Brad is. I don't have a Brad in my life. I don't know who a Brad is. Do you want to be specific? Maybe, or you gave the name wrong. I don't know.
How are things with you and your boyfriend? I'm just playing. What has happened new? I know that's personal. The whole first season, we both got them fucking with her about her and her.
Yeah, and I've decided I will not share anything here with anybody.
Did you guys have a conversation about some of the things that transpired in season 1? About him being brought up. Is that why he won't be brought up again? Have you had those conversations before?
The world wants to know. You're not going to bring him up again?
No. I'm saying at some point, you know, when we were filming, did you and let's call him Chadwick.
It wasn't something that deep that we'd have to sit down and talk about. It's not that deep.
I'm saying, but like, was there, hey, you know, I don't know about this. Can we kind of lay off? I don't like it. No. Was there anything? No. Okay. I think she lined her ass off. But we won't. Well, I mean, I'm going to bring it up, but because.
I'm going to bring
it up. I mean, you know.
You're never not going to bring it up.
Because.
The first thing you said when you saw me was that.
When?
Today.
You mean like outside?
I don't know, but.
No. On the show. On the show. Yes, of course. Because you were, you know what? Listen, fuck it. Let's talk about it. I was,
You heard gossip. That's your problem.
No.
You heard gossip, and now.
No, it's not about you. Shut up. It's not about you right now, okay?
Oh, there's something different.
Yeah, it's about me. I told you. I told you I was going to tell you about a little bit of my things that happened to me the past 90 days. I broke up. I was in a relationship.
Oh, nice.
I knew! Do you guys remember? Do you remember when I said we will find her? The truth is now coming out.
No.
I knowed it.
You won't find her.
JC.
And we broke up. You know why we broke up?
Shit, so you had two breakups to deal with. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord Jesus. No, so we broke up because...
of the show.
No. She was deaf and she talked too much.
You're an idiot.
I couldn't take it. I can't.
Okay, on the
I mean,
the
at
rail.
Least you tried, you know. This,
she
you know.
Couldn't. She talked too much. I know, when you're like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd have to, unless you like fully, do you know sign language?
You know what? I tried. I participated. I'm sorry, that sounded terrible. I participated. I learned some things. I could understand more than I could sign. But she taught me some things, you know. Not her just teaching me. I studied, you know. At the time I was working at this after school spot and I was teaching some of my kids sign language just so I can learn and have something to do with them as well. But, she was talking too much.
I don't know. Your story has too many holes. I don't believe anything that you're saying right now. You're fucking with us. This is for laughs.
No.
I don't believe you. A whole deaf person. First of all, how did you even mac on her? Because you didn't know sign language when you met her. So it's not like you had like some...
Well, you can text.
What was your... Okay, how did you land her... How did you get her numbers? Did you even ask for her numbers? Okay, yeah, because you can text. But okay, tell us. How did you meet her? Where did you meet her? What did you say to her? Or sign to her? Or write to her?
Body language is everything. It's about 95% of communication.
Where did you meet her?
In the city.
Where in the city?
I met her.
What was the first conversation you guys had?
I met her on the 20. On the 20 bus headed downtown.
And then
what?
Tell us the story.
Oh, okay.
The story has too many holes. We want to know.
All right. So the first time I saw her, or I tried to talk to her, she was about to get off. I knew she was deaf, but you know she was attractive. So
how did you know she was deaf?
I'm quite observant. She used to ride me and her would ride the same bus, you know, and I would observe. Oh, she's signing. So I was like, so I just assumed.
Signing to who?
On her phone.
Signing on her phone.
There are people that FaceTime, you fucking idiot.
Oh.
Okay.
And
I had deaf friends.
You said that your story has too many holes. Yours, we are going
to. So they could see like the mouth and everything and the bike. And they're like,
it's not too many holes. You're just interrupting me and you're being quite rude. And welcome back.
His story has too many holes, and we will get to the bottom of it.
No, no, no. But yeah, so that happened. I had a breakup.
JC, my come up.
No, I did. I mean, you know, I slowed down on eating meat.
Oh, me too.
As often, I kind of relapsed this past weekend a little bit, but I've slowed down on eating meat, and just from like that fact, just off me stop like slowing down on eating meat, like I've lost like I'm at like 185, 188, and I'm normally at like 195, 200 when I was like eating, and then I was feeling kind of bloaty.
Yeah, you look trim.
So like I kind of slowed down on that. I slowed down on the drinking a little bit, and then I got back on it, and then I slowed down again, and then I got back on it. And, I'm aware of that now. Not aware of that. I've fucking been aware of it. It's just I am conscious of trying to just fucking get better, you know? I turned 40, and I'm trying to make everything, every decision.
Hey, azanga simeme phathini usinqinje ne cake.
Cake?
I don't know what she said.
You didn't invite us to the party, and you didn't give us any cake.
Oh, man, I ain't do shit for my birthday.
I thought her, yeah, he didn't.
No, I don't.
Usinqinje cake. Oh, the girlfriend didn't want us to come, huh?
No, I was not with her at that time.
She didn't make it.
No, I was already broken up
at
that time.
How long did you guys date for?
Why are you laughing?
How long did you guys date for?
Almost, we talked. I ain't gonna say date. It sounds a little formal, you know? Dating.
Did you have sex with her?
Yes.
And?
And what?
You know?
Like, you know what?
Like, is it...
So... Two can play at this game.
Oh!
No. If you want me to talk about sex with the deaf girl, she wants me to talk about sex with the deaf girl. Okay. Then you need to talk about sex with Christopher Columbus. It is pre-genocide day as well. Pre-genocide day is Columbus Day. And Genocide Day is Thanksgiving. So happy pre-genocide day. Do you guys do something kinky on those days?
It's okay. It's okay. You can keep your stay.
All right then. All right. Listen, she wanted me to talk about sex with the deaf girl. And I was like, okay, talk about sex with the slave master. And
no, now she... You must tell first, then I'll tell you the stories you want to know.
You, season one, you didn't want to say anything. And you just said...
Yeah, but now you
like
have leverage.
5 minutes ago, like 5 minutes ago, you said, I will never bring it up again. No, but you'll never do it. And we've never talked
first
about
of all,
it.
I don't even sound like that. Oh, my gosh. I don't even sound like that, JC.
I know. That was bad. I was mocking. So, Hollis, how's your sex life?
Pretty, you know. Can't complain.
When you're dating, or dating, that's formal. When you are socializing.
That what you call it? Socializing.
It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's all of that. When you are socializing.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you let women know, or do they ask? Is someone out there?
No.
Oh. That they are not the only one that you're talking to?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do they ever ask, or do you come forward with that?
I usually just kind of straightforward just be like, hey, so, you know. I mean, if it's like maybe a first date, maybe not. But if it's like,
first date, I'm fucking 10 bitches right now. Like, come on now.
Yeah, man.
A little much.
But if it's like, you know, we've gone on a couple of dates or whatever we're talking or whatever it is, then especially before we have sex, it's like just at some point it'll be like, hey, what are you exactly looking for? We should have already said in general what we're looking for, but now it's like, okay, we've gone on some dates, so like between you and me and in general, what, like, what are you kind of wanting to do? I'm not really trying to be, depending on what I'm trying to do. If I'm trying to be in a relationship, I'm like, I would like to be in a relationship, and that's what I'm like shooting for. I'm not trying to take, you know, 5-6 months to do it, you know, or I'm like, I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm too busy, or whatever the case is. So just let you know, I am talking to other people. If I'm having sex with other people, I'll say, yeah, I had sex with somebody else. So just like, you know, safety reasons, basically. And then I would expect that she would do the same thing for me since I'm giving that information. And in that way, I don't know, it's just easier. It's like, if somebody's not down with that, which that's happened before, where it's just like, well, you know what, I'm trying to do more serious stuff, or I'm dating to marry or whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. We don't have to have sex. We don't have to do anything like that. And then if we're still, you know, compatible personality-wise, we'll probably end up still just being friends anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then, you know, well, it was a cool, you know, couple of dates or whatever it is. Cool night, you know. But, yeah, I usually try to keep that going. And then if it's, say, one girl I end up talking to is like, okay, we seem to be talking a lot, but we're still, like, single technically, then I'll have, like, kind of a checkup at some point. It's been like, hey, so what are you feeling? How are you, you know? I know we had sex a couple times now. We've been hanging for a good minute. So,
how are your labias? Are you sore? Do you ask those type of questions, or is it more? What's funny?
You know, the fallopian tubes. You gotta check on them sometimes.
How are your eggs? Has a man ever asked you about your eggs?
No,
that's
weird.
How are eggs going?
Like, how are they? Are they
that's like a serial killer.
I know, right?
How are the eggs?
How are the eggs?
Are they gestating properly?
Oh, yes. God. Yes.
Good.
There it is. All right.
Oh, yeah.
How do you handle... How do you handle... I think we talked about this, but... So, let's talk about the few men that you fornicated with in the past 90 days, all right? Let's talk about those few, okay? So,
Jason, retract your statement. No, comrade, retract your statement. The few men that you fornicated with, first of all,
defend yourself.
Yeah. I don't need to defend myself. You have what you just said has absolutely no grounds. So I don't even know why I would need to, like, on what grounds are you even saying what you're saying? Let's start there. Something that simple. On what grounds? Are you saying what you're saying? Do you have the facts?
So on the ground, you liked it on the ground. All right, so...
Fornicator.
Did you fornicate over the past 90 days?
I have fornicated.
What?
I have fornicated.
Oh. Have you fornicated these past 90 days? The world wants to know.
Not that I am aware of.
So, are you telling me you are unaware if a penis has slipped inside?
JC.
No. We're not doing this.
No,
this is not season one. You're not going to say, JC me, and we're not going to talk about the sex stuff. No.
Okay,
no.
Take the words out of my mouth. You can't force me to speak about it. Take the words. Take the mouth. Keep my camera, pal.
Listen, this is the first episode.
Hey,
can you please stick your, keep your tongue in your mouth, okay?
I won't fall for your ratchet trap.
All right, so listen. You said maybe when you're married. And
I know which part you're
on. My response to maybe you do it when you're married is...
What if I don't get married?
No.
What?
Have you had sex before?
Yes, I have had sex before.
So, you will put giving a man your flower above, no, under
Wait, what?
Or right above, right at the same level of taking a psychedelic?
What are you saying?
I'm saying a lot of people sometimes say, you know, like about sex, that they'll wait until they're married. You said that same thing, but about psychedelics, like maybe I'll wait until I'm married. So is fornication... is that lower than taking psychedelics from the words that I've heard you say today?
No, those two things have nothing to do with each other. Those two things have nothing to do with each other. The only reason why I
do you
said
see
that
how there's a commonality though?
No,
how,
I do not. But
well,
the
well,
only reason why
I'll explain again. A lot of people they use something that's special. And they say, okay, I'll wait for marriage for this. Like
yes,
anal, you
I
know, like
what
anal.
You're saying. But what I am, did you say, but like anal?
Yeah, like anal. Some people would say,
people do
yeah,
okay,
yeah, you know what? You can't do that, but when I'm married, you can come in my asshole. So those are the boundaries, not my rules. I'm saying this is what people do. So my
the reason why I said that is because, like what you said, that it's something that you would want to take with someone that you trust and you want you're in a safe space and whatever. I personally don't feel like, firstly, I know the friends that I do trust are not people that would take psychedelics anyway, number one. So I wouldn't be taking, I wouldn't have the opportunity to take it with them.
You were sitting at the lunch table with Hollis, L. Edwards III.
So
who was a friend?
Yes, I'm okay, talking about okay, like okay. the friends from back home or whatever. Do you get what I'm saying?
You ain't been home in a goddamn year.
So, it's not, oh my God.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry, I do.
Okay.
I am interrupting you.
That is why I am saying, in my head, that's the only situation that I can think of that would make sense to me. That, okay, fine, maybe here, if I'm in my life partner is like, yeah, sure, baby, let's do the things. Yeah, I would do it with him. But it's not something that I would, it's not like when I'm getting married with the intentions, oh my God, one day, Vele, yo, we are going to take drugs together. No, it's not, no.
So it's, vagina...
No,
anal psychedelics.
You can miss me with anal. You can miss me. Never is not. Never. Never. We are niyatelo matimun. Lapo. That's all. Yabala, that one, I will give you an answer. Yabala, when it comes to that, never is not.
Not even for your.
I don't give it. Mamela, no.
What if?
No.
What if?
No.
You,
even that one, no.
What if you were skipping?
No, just no.
And it was jello.
Never.
On the ground.
Zero.
And then your knees were weak.
No, what the fuck is that?
And then
no.
on the ground.
JC, these things are
listen. And then on the ground.
No.
Were things that were protruding. But the things that were protruding,
you know what I was
were
saying?
The only, these were the remedy for your knees not hurting anymore. So. You either can have hurt knees on this jello or do the deed.
I'll crook at these knees. I will be as quiet.
And be healed.
No, my God will heal me.
Do the colon. Heal do
never.
The colon.
No?
No. I would say to you.
Why are you so adamant about the no go to the dodo?
Because I don't understand how that can even be. Okay, this is gonna be very awkward, but I'm just gonna say it because I read on. First of all, we've all taken a shit. Sometimes there's those shits that are really hard to push out, and it hurts, and that's a poop, bro, a poop.
Yeah,
I saw like your story poop. Today, and
I
saw you
about an entire hot penis, sauce, a poop.
Yeah,
a poop.
I don't
something
like the poop.
So natural, a poop can sometimes sow you flames, and then you want to bring a whole. See again. No, it's fine. Let's be nuns.
It's like trying
for the rest of our
it's
lives.
Like trying
it's
trying to
okay.
get a ring pop out of a dirty dumpster.
I don't
it's
even know what that
dirty.
Means, but you know what I mean? Like, so for me, Vele,
I was quite,
I would probably say
quite
to you,
visual.
If you want, there was this one guy.
That boy said ring pop out of a dirty dumpster. That's disgusting.
Dirty. Man.
Because they're sticky already, you know, after the first lick, it's sticky. And now you have semen and raccoon juice. Because they be down there.
They be in there.
Have you ever had to fight off one?
A raccoon?
No. I was actually relating this. I mean,
fight no off one. Off what? Fight what off?
Fight off, not like really fight off, but
Has a person ever wanted to have anal?
One of the times you were fornicating in your life.
No, it's because of the way you went for
Listen, these words are interchangeable, okay? So,
I said, let us go buy a dildo and put it up your ass first, and if you enjoy it, we will do it. And obviously, the answer is a no.
Man. But if it's a yes, then
I'm gay, say, what, so I will break up better, with you. What you I'm,
that is
it's a
no. That's a whole listen.
If you're straight,
outside,
if
of, you're straight, out, no, outside
are
of
there limits
outside of him.
Are there terms and conditions to your straightness? If you don't like to get it up your ass, are there terms and conditions to that?
No stuff in my butt.
Exactly.
No. I'm not talking about that anymore. I'm talking about your character here.
What do you mean? Why is it fair that you want to
no,
put it up
listen,
my ass,
you don't be listening to what you be saying. I'm talking about your character here.
Speak.
I will speak. You said if you had a partner, you would go and you would talk to him and say, we can go buy a dildo. And if you put it up your ass, then I'll do mine. And then you just retracted your statement when you said if he puts it up his ass, per agreement, you would. But you said you would break up with him.
I said
you are a bad person.
No, I am not a bad person because that means
somebody that does not do what
person.
They say and say what they do is signs. Okay, listen. She's not a bad person, but right there.
Exactly. No.
You said that.
You said that I outsmarted you.
No.
If I outsmart someone, no.
You lied. You said that you're going to put. That's your partner. Why do you want to outsmart your partner?
Because clearly that guy is a fucking liar. Because when you come through, you didn't say that you like shit up your ass. But now all of a sudden you can take things
why,
up your ass.
Why
that
did you?
That means if Thomas comes tomorrow and Thomas says, I want to put it up your ass. He's
Thomas is a boyfriend's name. Got the name. Finally got the name.
He's not going to say no because clearly he likes it up there. So I'm not going to try to put myself up there. So I'm saying, if you're straight, JC, if you're straight, there's no terms and conditions. If you don't like anything up your ass, even if you're trying to put it up your girl's ass, you would never say yes just because you're trying to put it up your girl's ass. You would rather be like, nah, I'm good.
Listen, but we're not talking about that.
That
I'm talking about,
talking
about. I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about your character.
No, you wanted to shift it because now I outsmarted you. Now you want to shift the conversation.
I guess.
Did you hear?
So like
Hollis,
I can see how
she broke the contract soon as she made the contract and then broke the contract.
And
so after his hymen was broken, she broke his heart.
And here's another thing: you have selective hearing because I also said if you put it up your ass and enjoy it, then we will do it. And enjoy it was the operative. Enjoy.
I guess.
So if you're enjoying
it,
that means Vela, you like the shit up your ass, which means Vela, you stubborn, and Vela, you. So minama, I must take
your fingers are in my camera view. Your fingers.
I refuse. Vela, you have selective of your hearing because why do you choose to leave the part out where I said and enjoy it?
Well,
why do you leave? Because that's part of the contract.
Objectively speaking, Hollis,
thank you, because she spoke for like 30 minutes.
I think objectively speaking, based on this back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, it's like if you are the boyfriend or whomever who is supposed to be heterosexual, then it would be understandable that you wouldn't even, you know, agree to something like that. However, in terms of...
She made an agreement, Hollis!
In terms of, like, seriously having a conversation, like, with your partner, and you're like, hey, well, you know what? If you put it up your ass and you enjoy it, then I'll do it, just so you know what it feels like. Some people might be, you know, on the spectrum and maybe they don't know it yet. And they're just like, well, you know, I really would like to have sex with you in the ass. And so they go out and do it. And although for you as a person, you're like, well, I have to break up with you. Technically, that person could just say, you know, be a little naive or maybe they're just dumb, which dumb people do exist. And although it's not fun dealing with dumb people, you can't really fault them for being dumb if they're not doing anything
Hollis,
fucked up, you know?
She said
so
to her hypothetical partner that if you put that dildo, we went to the store and everything, and if you put that dildo in your ass,
did you make this up?
Because that's what you did, something like that. You put that dildo. You did that. She's denying everything.
I'm not denying anything. I stand by my statement, and I will continue to stand by my statement. I will say it again, even if he tries it. I will tell him, go and buy the dildo, and if you put it up your ass and enjoy it, then sharp.
So here,
and if he doesn't, he enjoys it. I will break up with him. I stand by my anger. Whether you
but you didn't
him,
say
here,
that.
I'm about to say, here,
I said exactly that.
Well, no, here,
afterwards.
Here's where we make the full. Here's how you consolidate.
Come on, Hollis, bring it home.
So essentially, if you
these South Africans are something else.
If you said what you said, but then you added at the end, you know, go do it up the ass, blah blah blah. But you added at the end. But if you do it, just know that I'm breaking up with you, so that means you should also delete the first part. So you shouldn't say that I will let you fuck me in the ass if you go do that.
It's called entrapment.
Because that is, you know,
it's entrapment.
Somebody could be naive.
Let me ask you this.
But if you just say, all right, if he's like, I would like to fuck you in the ass, and he was like, I don't like that, or I don't know about that. How about this? You go out and get a dildo, and if you put it in your ass and enjoy it, then I will consider it. But I will tell you that personally, that's not really my taste, so I'll probably have to break up with you if you like.
But words can't be trusted.
Let me say this.
What type of partner are you?
For the fact that we're even having that conversation, right? You already know how I feel about anal. Because I've expressed it a lot that I don't fucks with it, period.
Then why would you make a bet?
To that level, that means you don't respect
different.
Anal.
Well, that's a different context. If you're saying,
you want to take it there. That's what you want to fucking take it there. So if you're pushing me to that limit to even now have to try to trick you into shit just for me to not do what I already said I don't want to do. Because I told you, that means you don't respect what I don't want to do.
Okay, listen. Now you're making up a situation. You're making up a hypothetical situation.
You don't care.
You're making up a hypothetical. You're making up a hypothetical situation. You literally.
The first time about how I feel about anal. Was I not clear how I feel about it?
Well,
then why say to your partner, if you put it.
You then decided to fuck because you want. I'm sure you like to force things. So you forced me into a situation and I will fucking fight through the situation. So you forced me, you put me in a situation, I will get out the situation.
I guess
you asked me the question. I don't ask myself the question.
Your finger is in my camera.
Yes, it's been a long time. It's been a
it's your fucking finger at my camera.
It depends on if you're taking it from the context of like
what?
JC Hibbs.
Her words, her literal words.
Well, here,
no,
here,
can
here.
Basically,
I'm just saying what you said.
It depends on if you took it as like if you're putting JC in the hypothetical situation, then what you're saying is more valid in the sense that since we physically have been talking about how you don't like anal for a minute, then it's more valid because then you're like, I put you, JC, in the hypothetical situation as my boyfriend, and I've already told you about it in this hypothetical slash real life, therefore, blah, blah. But if you're taking it more as...
We weren't even talking about
I know, that's what I'm saying. But
she made it up.
But on the other end, if it's more of like literally, you know, we're talking about anal and stuff like that, and then JC makes up a separate situation to say, hey, your hypothetical partner that has nothing to do with us, then that's when the original situation...
Unfortunately, he did not say that. So... Again,
yeah, both parties didn't clearly state like a full structured intention, but yeah, that's so it depends on how you take.
All that I can say is that
JC be mad because he had to put a dildo up his ass and he didn't get anal. That's why he's mad. That's why he's angry.
So that means you took it. Yep. So she's taking it from
the aspect
of
anal.
There you
and
go.
He's angry because he
that's
tricked
women.
Himself.
That's women right there.
Who are you angry at?
Now
put it up.
Now
you did.
Now, the hypothetical dildo that she had an agreement with, with her hypothetical boyfriend that she had an agreement with, saying, if you, hypothetical boyfriend, stick this dildo in your ass, then I'll do it. Now, somehow that phantom dildo now ends up my ass via her story. How did we get here? Arguing with a female. Arguing with a female. That's how you get there.
How did we even get to this hypothetical for me just expressing the fact that I don't like anal and now I was forced to be in a hypothetical situation that I don't want to be in? Why? Because JC felt so. So just like it's because
I did not put her in a...
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Don't you even try. So now may I put you in that situation?
Listen, so now it sounds like I'm the attacker.
You are the attacker.
Jesus
I
Christ.
I'm always the victim here. We can play tape. We can rewind from the first episode. I'm always the victim. Every goddamn time. But yeah. the truth. I'm the victim.
She made a deal with a hypothetical boyfriend about a dildo, yeah. And then within the same breath, she broke the deal. Character.
I see, what's the changed. The people that are always mentioning characters are the ones that are actually always trying to defirm. What's defamation of character? Towards me, towards Wiz, towards everybody. And we can play tape. It's who you are. That's why you always... Character. I didn't even say anything. Not even once in this thing. Was I mean to you? Did I say anything mean? Marawena, all day, every day. In the space, you've called me a drunkard. You have called me a... I belong to the slave man. You have...
What does this have to do with you saying something?
Your character. That is who you are. You like to paint people as a specific character that you want to portray on the show. And that's okay. But if I fight for it, don't be mad.
I'm not fighting. I'm just saying,
hey.
You said that, hey, hypothetical boyfriend, if you stick a dildo in your ass...
I'm talking about your character.
I'm okay. You could talk about that, but... The words that you said, you have to take accountability for them.
And I never denied. I said I stand by my statement. I said it 3 times even. I stand by my statement. When are you mad because you got a dildo up your ass and you didn't get anal?
Well, here's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm saying it comes down to the initial context of how you view it. So that's why I'm like, she's basically viewing it. You were viewing it in the context of JC and all of us were talking about, anal sex stuff. And then, so for you, it's already been established that we're talking about anal. So then when JC brought in the metaphorical situation, you put JC in the metaphorical situation basically as the boyfriend.
No, I did now. I just switched it up.
Now, but I guess doing so either way would make more sense with what you're saying in terms of being forced into the situation. Mm-hmm. JC, however, was approaching more from, we're talking about et cetera. Now here's a metaphorical situation that is completely separate. So now,
why it became such a big situation. Because he got upset by it. And when I didn't agree that what
I didn't get upset.
You were like, oh my God.
I didn't get upset. I've been upset, but I haven't been upset here.
When he said all of that and whatever, then he started going for my character because I wouldn't. Do you get what I'm saying? We're talking about the main conversation was about anal. Then all of a sudden, because now I'm not agreeing with him, now it needs to be switched towards what? My character. What does my character have to do with us talking about anal? It has nothing to do with it. But you chose to switch it there. Because
so again, the reason that I chose to... No, listen. I have to say this.
To say something. Now it's like, no, but... comrade.
No, I'm just saying. You say I chose... You said I chose to say character. And
to
I'm... I'm going to... No, I'm going to explain why... I said that, and I've said this multiple times on the tape. You were talking really fast, but you weren't really listening to what you were saying. You double talked. You said, okay, you were talking really fast. All I did was ask a question, and you said, I'll ask my partner, we'll go to the store, and if he puts a dildo in his ass, then I'll do it. That's what you said. And then, we asked if he did it, and then you said that you won't do it, you would break up with them.
Yes.
So just from words, that's like saying, I'm going to pick you up at 6:30, and we agree to that. We agree to that I'm going to pick you up at this spot at 6:30, but then when that time comes, I fucking don't pick you up. And it's like, what the fuck? Didn't we talk about this? Actually, you don't pick him up. You actually, goddamn, you go somewhere else. And I see you going somewhere else. I'm like, what the fuck? Didn't we talk about this?
Here's my issue with you, JC. You can't jump to that situation without acknowledging the conversation that was had before. That is my problem. You can't jump to that conversation without acknowledging the conversation that was had before.
Which was what?
The anal. That is how we even got to that conversation. That mm-hmm. conversation would not, the second conversation or secondary conversation would not even exist without the primary one. So you are now choosing to eliminate the primary conversation and focus on the second one as if it's not the reason why we're even having this conversation. You can't do that. So whether
yeah,
or not
I can because you
no,
double
you
talk.
Can't.
You double talk
like
when you were.
Even with the 6 p.m., you said you were going to, let's say for instance, I say to you, I'm trying to go
and it
somewhere
was 6:30.
Whatever it is, but before that, there was a conversation that was had before that conversation. You don't want to mention that conversation that affects that conversation that was had. You don't want to mention that primary conversation.
What you said didn't affect. The second conversation what you said like didn't affect. All I'm saying is, listen, accountability. Accountability.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I know. I understand what you're saying.
When people tell me, if I ever double talked and said something and then double talked and then someone called me on it, I wouldn't make up a hypothetical. Listen, here's the thing.
You made up the hypothetical.
No. This is very typical.
You made up the hypothetical.
I called you out about you making this within the story. You said that you were going to do this, and then you didn't.
And then I called you out on it, and then you made up another story.
Well, here's
this is typical with women. We can't talk about our words. We can't talk. We can't.
Simple question.
We cannot. She cannot. As soon as you hold them accountable for something small. This wasn't even big.
It's a yes
this
or
was
no.
something small.
It's a yes or no question.
And she literally just said it.
Then they can't say,
you know what? I did say that. My bad. Woo-woo. Has to be something new.
You're not answering. I'm asking you a simple question.
What's that?
Did I come up with a hypothetical?
Which one? What hypothetical?
Your partner, and he says he wants. Did I come up with that?
No.
Exactly. Done. And no further questions, Your Honor. Done. So you can't.
So you can just lie within a story.
No, you come up with a hypothetical. No, and then I hypothetical is, and then you're gonna be angry that I'm entertaining the hypothetical.
No one's angry. You're the only one that's angry. When we run this back, when we run this back, you are gonna be. I'm telling you, the same way J Mac was looking crazy on the first one. You are the only one looking angry. I'm just loud.
I'm not angry. What I'm saying to you is this.
Well, then quit putting anger on me because selective. I'm not angry.
Every single thing of you is selective, JC. And that's what I'm saying to you. You can't choose that this you want to do, entertain this part, but you don't want to entertain this part when everything is all in one. You can't do that. And if that's what you want to do, that's what I'm saying.
So, it's not. Listen, we were talking about anal and you said that you didn't like it. And then you referred and then. Well, you were against it, and then you didn't like it. Then we were talking about a boyfriend. What about your boyfriend?
And then you said,
you know what? Okay, fuck it.
I have a few questions for you.
We'll go to the store, and I'm always going back to the facts because that's all I can't go back to. And you're like, I'm going. All I'm talking about is holding accountability. This is all this 20 minutes was about. Like 25 minutes, all about the accountability. She said one thing, and then she double talked back to her. And I said, hold on. To me, it wasn't even a really big thing.
To me, it wasn't even a really big thing.
I was like, hold on. But you just said, and
you're not listening to yourself.
And the accountability of what of the deal that you made in that hypothetical story.
You didn't say it. You want me to say I'm going to have anal? That's what your problem. What I am saying is, you're mad that I didn't give the guy anal.
Nobody's mad except for you.
Here's the issue. You guys
are.
Nobody's mad for you.
You guys are coming from.
All that I'm saying.
Frustration. What do you want to use?
No frustration. All that I'm saying is. Words are everything to me. Words are everything to me. I'll say it again.
I didn't give the guy anal because I said I was going to give it to you.
No.
What is it then?
No, here's the thing.
You're not listening.